The number of high-rise residential buildings in Australia has tripled in the last decade, and questions are now being raised about whether the construction boom has led to a proliferation of building defects. On Christmas Eve, cracks appeared in a prefabricated concrete panel in a 38-storey residential tower in Sydney's Olympic Park. Residents have now been evacuated for a second time. And while the cause of the problem isn't clear yet, the New South Wales government has appointed two engineering professors to investigate. It's also launched a compliance blitz, along with a promise to name and shame building certifiers who negligently sign off on an unsafe building. The Federal Industry Minister, Karen Andrews, takes part in a Building Ministers Forum, which is a regular meeting of state and federal ministers, and she joins me on the line now. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Well, thank you. Do you think the apartment boom, particularly in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane, has led to falling construction standards?
There are a number of issues that impact on building issues, and there have been a number of reports that have been prepared over a number of years. Most recently, the Building Ministers Forum, which is comprised of state and territory building ministers and myself as the industry minister federally, commissioned a report some time ago to look at issues in the building industry, particularly around issues of compliance and enforcement. The Building Ministers Forum actually meets twice a year. It met in August to consider an implementation plan for the recommendations, and we'll meet again in February to discuss that even further.
If I could bring you back to my original question, though, do you think that there has been a fall in construction standards?
There's a number of issues that we need to consider. Some of those are compliance related, and I think it's actually important to say that there's two parts. One is products that don't meet the required standards, and secondly, there's products that are used incorrectly, so they're poorly fitted or they're poorly maintained. The building certifiers, the building surveyors, are the ones that have responsibility for that. And the report that was prepared for the BMF singles out issues relating to private certifiers in particular as one of the areas.
Should we put a stop to that private certification system? Because that's the system that allows builders and developers to select and pay the person who checks to see whether their development complies.
There's certainly a range of issues with private certifiers that has been raised in that report. And I think it's important that building ministers around the country actually consider the role of private certifiers into the future and to make sure that the opportunities for conflict of interest are reduced. What the report actually refers to specifically is issues where certifiers are involved in the design phase of a project and then certify the building on completion or during construction. So conflict of interest and making sure that the private certifiers are actually making sure that they are separating themselves from that conflict of interest is important. And it's one of the things that I will be raising with other building ministers in February.
The Association of Professional Engineers points out that in New South Wales, engineers don't even have to be registered. Do you think that that should change?
What the report states quite clearly, and I agree with this, is that there are issues around registration of critical building professionals. That has to be examined in every state, so every jurisdiction needs to look at that. But certainly that is something that I think should be considered.
If I could turn to another matter, your fellow Queensland-based Cabinet Minister Peter Dutton has lashed out at Malcolm Turnbull, saying that he couldn't make a decision and that he didn't have a political bone in his body. Do you think those comments just remind voters of the division and bitterness in the government?
I think everyone needs to move on. It is it's a new year tomorrow, and I think talking about changes to leadership are things that were dealt with in the past. I don't want to keep talking about it. I don't want to keep talking about the Rudd-Gillard issues. I actually want to keep focusing on the future. And
so
I think that's what Australians want.
Was Peter Dutton unwise to make those comments?
That was a decision that that Peter made. I'm not going to comment on that. I hold Peter in very high regard. I think he's an excellent minister. So I have every confidence in his ability to continue to manage well the Home Affairs Ministry, because that's what he has done.
What do you think he was up to by making those comments?
Look, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Peter since, and I haven't discussed those issues with him at all. So he's made his statements. I think that everyone should move on and focus on the issues that are important to Australians, and that is jobs. It is making sure that we have a strong economy so that we can build jobs. It's talking about things like the building industry, which are important to people. The fact that in the last 12 months, this government oversaw an additional 90,000 jobs in the manufacturing sector, which is critical, particularly to our young people. That's what people want to hear us talk about. And I think we need to leave all of the internal issues well and truly behind in 2018 and face 2019 in a very positive manner.
Minister, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And that is the Federal Industry Minister, Karen Andrews.